WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. And this idea is just for me. This is just so I can talk on the air. I like doing that. That was Hop Off by the West End Jazz Band, and that was issued last year on Rivermont, a wonderful label for reissues, but also for new revival music, and they don't need to revive much. They're pretty lively. West End Jazz Band, wonderful, wonderful people out in Chicago. Mike Beeson leads that thing, and those arrangements, that was a Fletcher Henderson chart, and he scales it down to for six pieces, but wow, that swings. That swings almost, I'd say that swings as much as the Fletcher charts and the Fletcher recordings. There's such a vitality there. And the one we also began the show with was also a Fletcher Henderson recording reconfigured for the West End Jazz Band. A lot of good arrangements. And you gotta dig that record. It's one of the best. And you'll see my Amazon review too, so don't deny it. That is one hot recording, and all their other recordings are great too. So do check them out. I don't know if they're out at one of the Bix festivals this month or not, or what they're doing. And I think they're in Racine, but I hope they catch this eventually. And it's going out well. Okay, we're gonna go from brand new to fairly old here. Henry Burr in 1907, and this is from The Merry Widow by Franz Lehár, and don't get scared, this is a lively and fun recording. This was very, very, very enjoyable indeed, and probably one of the better recordings of this, actually. But Henry's here with the rest of the guys in the chorus, singing about women, and yes, indeed, why shouldn't he, so here's Women.
All the women, oh. all the women, how to win them, fellas, pray. That's an art I'm rather tame in, for there is no patent way.
Winning women,
for the love of
how it's done, that's what nobody discovers, not even Edison.
With one you have to flirt and flutter,
so and so and so and so,
and look a lot terribly at her,
so and so and so and so,
and other like you when you bluster,
so and so and so and so,
and while you meet her you confess to
so and so and so and so,
one asks for tenderness, I'm flagging,
so and so and so and so,
and other always lagging, nagging,
so and so and so and so,
and other like incessant laughter,
ha 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 ha.
Thank you.
There's Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians again. Oh boy, yeah, they were a tight band, and they were very theatrical. They played in theaters more than they never really played for dance gigs, so that's what they did. Indeed, very lively group. And you heard Paulie McClintock in there. That was the only thing. That was his one trademark, I think. Before that, Mike Bernard again playing the 1915 Rag, which was recorded in 1913. So, obviously, he wasn't a member of that religion that thought the world was going down in 1914, or else he would never have speculated on 1915. So, there you go. Mike Bernard, that was real ragtime, definitely. Before that, Henry Burr from singing with a group of other fellows on... in 1907, from Franz Lehár's The Merry Widow. Women! And I guess they could live with them. And that's very nice. And I can live with them, too, actually. In fact, I'm practicing that. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., as I've speculated before. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And thanks for streaming tonight. And now, more from that Henry Halstead CD, that elusive and rare one of 200 that were issued by the issuer, and with very very limited. It's a very mysterious artifact, but I have played it, and I'm playing it tonight. Here he is, Henry Halstead and his orchestra, 1926, with a very, very peppy jazz tune from 1926. Give me today. Thank you.
just like a chasm. You've no enthusiasm. You're tired and uninspired. You're blasé. Your day is one of leisure, in which you search for pleasure. You're bored when you're adored. You're blasé. While reaching for the moon and the stars up in the sky, the simple things of normal life are slowly passing by. You sleep, the sun is shining. You wake, it's time for dining. There's nothing new for you to do. You're blasé.
And that goes out to my friend Pete, who wanted to hear that, but he's probably not listening tonight, of all nights. So well, I hope he heard that. If he did, he can call me here at the station. But indeed, that was for Pete. That was Minnie the Mermaid by Bernie Cummins and his orchestra band vocal from 1930. Yes. And yeah, that's many ancillary thoughts suggest themselves, which I shall leave unspoken. Before that, the Majestic Dance Orchestra, which was one of those house bands over there at the American Record Company. Chick Bullock, the ubiquitous vocalist in that stable, "You're Blasé." Well, I've been told that, and that song could have been written for me, I have to say. Although I'm trying to get up before the crack of noon these days. 1932, even with daylight savings time, boy, that throws you. Boy, does that throw you. And starting with Henry Halstead, "Give Me Today," 1926. And that was from that particular CD that we got from for whoever sent it, and we do appreciate it. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm enjoying tonight. Really, it's a good fun variety stomp. That's the essentially the rubric under which we're holding this convocation. And I hope you're enjoying it. Radiola, what can you do? I may not be here next week, but maybe I will. So. If you check my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Also, check out all the links appertaining there, too. You'll love it. There's a lot of great shows out there who play this kind of music. I'm not the only guy out there who does this. So just go down the list. Go down the list, and I'm not going to mention any, but you know, do that. It's wonderful. And if you love this music, you'll have a surfeit of it very soon. And let's go a little bit into to the late 30s here. Not permanently. Here's Greta Keller recording in Britain in 1938. Here's a song, "Once in a While," was a big hit over here too. And you ought to hear the guitarist on here. It's Ivor Morantz. And don't ask me to spell that because it's spelled a weird way, but his name is Ivor Morantz. And he just plays beautifully. And I think you'll like this.
Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? Though someone else may be nearer your heart. Once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you? Moments before we two drifted apart. In love's smoldering ember, one spark may remain. If love still can remember, the spark may burn again. I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me once in a while. Goodbye means our affair is ended. Goodbye means that there's someone new. Though my heartbreak cannot be mended, dear, I ask only this of you. Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? Although someone else may be nearer your heart. Once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you? Moments before we two drifted apart. In love's smoldering ember, one spark may remain. If love still can remember, the spark may burn again, I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me just once in a while.
I know there's lots of girlies you may charm, and long to hold them close up right in your arms. But here's a lesson that was taught to me. You cannot eat and sleep on mirth and glee. Goodbye and please don't call at all. There'll be no freebies at Miss Jenny's ball. Every time I step up on that ballroom floor, there's a certain brother here that asks for more. I see you gotta get told, because you're acting mighty bold. Sweet papa, proper talking man. Now bring your bucks and bucks aplenty. Here's my hand. I'll take from a dollar to a quarter, from a quarter to a frying pan. I need to do, mean I do. Got no time to build that cool. There be no freebies at Miss Jenny's ball. There'll be no doings here before you pay. No dance prancing till the break of day. I know there's lots of girlies you may charm, and long to hold them close up right in your arms. But here's a lesson that was taught to me. You cannot eat and sleep on mirth and glee. Goodbye, and please don't call at all. There'll be no freebies at Miss Jenny's ball.
See, that's the trouble. When you go about it on the installment plan, it doesn't work. You have to get a season ticket. That was Mamie Smith, Jenny's Ball, 1931. Oh, my God, I love that record. It was sort of an antidote to the two previous and Willow Tree, although I love them. I do. I really do love them. But Mamie just kind of blows, you know, all the stuff out of the water there that you need to. It's very, you know, salubrious. Before that, Mildred Bailey never sounding better in 1935 with Bunny Berrigan there on trumpet, Willow Tree, and boy, did she sound good. Also sounding marvelous, Once in a While, Greta Keller, 1938, Ivor Morantz on the guitar. Just a lovely recording, but, you know, sometimes you just have to say, enough already. Not to the music, but to... I guess the word is empowerment, but I'm not going to use that because I'll have to slap myself when I get home. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're going to run a bit over, but not too bad. Here's Guy Lombardo. Oh, yes, Guy Lombardo. And his overall Canadians, Milton Charles on the organ, 1928. And this is a surprisingly hot record, high up on a hilltop, but... There's some hot playing here, even with the organ, a pipe organ and Guy Lombardo. You think that's like a train wreck? No, it's good. It's wonderful. Just listen. Don't be scared. Just listen. Thank you.
and the state of Carolina. If the resent, you know her, please show it to me. Diner with her Dixie eyes blazing. How I love to sit and gaze into the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with pride? Cause my Dinah might change her mind about me. Oh, Dinah, if she wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
They were selling an imitation of the Mills Brothers, too, but they were good. They were really good. 1935, Rhythm as Their Business, the Four Aces, they were calling themselves. But, again, you get a good group out there like the Mills Brothers were, and doing a lot of vocal imitations of instruments, etc., and you began to get ancillary groups that sounded somewhat like them and were trying to capitalize on some of their mojo, which, in fact, they were, but not at all bad. Before that, I can't say. This is really was a find for me, and I have to thank Bruce Kaplan for sending me this CD, which he and his wife Claudia Russell produced, Try a Little Tenderness, which is features the vocals of Val Rosing. Val Rosing was the vocalist on Dinah with the Radio Rhythm Rascals. And what a group. And I've clean forgotten the guitar player. Players, because there were two. There was a Hawaiian style guitar player and a regular style, But that was just such good work there. It was just, I'm a guitar aficionado, obviously, but it played well, and boy, that was just marvelous sounding. And if you look at my Radiola blog, you'll find links to that CD and to the Val Rosing page. And he later came over to the States, had his name changed to Gilbert Russell, and worked as a vocal coach. He worked doing operetta, various other things over here. Never quite became the crooner that he was over in Britain, but he did a lot of marvelous stuff over here after he came over, and was a wonderful, he had a wonderful career over here. It's like having a different lifetime, actually. But that was from his British career as a crooner with the Radio Rhythm Rascals, Dinah. From the about, I'd say 35, no date on the record as I have it, but I'm saying about that, 35, maybe 36. Brian Rust knows, and I'll have to look him up when I get home. Before that, Guy Lombardo with Milton Charles on the organ. Nice trumpet work in there. Nice hot dance tune, actually. High Up on a Hilltop, 1928. Not bad at all. And I'm not feeling bad at all either. I've had a wonderful time this evening. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm going to have about three more for you, and then we'll shut down the station pretty soon. But here's Joe Gooman, I'll Think of You, 1931.
Thank you.
Well, that's Duke Ellington. Amazing, amazing sound. I'm not sure when that was recorded. It says 1935, but I can't believe that. That sounds way stratospherically ahead of that time. But then Duke Ellington was an amazing, amazing musician. And now he's on a quarter. So I'm just thrilled. And he deserves it. Boy, if anybody deserves to be on a quarter, it's Duke Ellington. What a genius. And brilliant, brilliant composer, arranger, band leader, and pianist, too. But I think all those other things went ahead of that. But he was no slouch on the keys, either. But that's in a sentimental mood. And, boy, was that gorgeous stuff. Just beautiful. And before that, Joe Gooman and his orchestra, I'll Think of You, 1931. Little bit of hot dance there. And I'm Andy Senior. We're listening to you've been listening to Radiola for 2 hours, and I appreciate it. I appreciate you streaming. I appreciate you listening. And it's been very, very enjoyable having you aboard tonight. And I might not be on it next week, but tomorrow, tune in early. Dave Dancy will be on it at 5 with Dancy's Corner, some discussion of current events, locally oriented, very interesting discussions indeed, and I urge you to listen. And possibly at 8, although I'm not certain of this, although he may be in, so check it out, Mark Fuller with Retro Radio. So you won't regret that at all. Radio just like you remember listening to when you were a wee lad, or maybe not that wee, I don't know. I don't know who I'm talking to here. But I'm sure you weren't a geezer, because that stuff goes back. But he sounds just like that. And I was never quite a wee lad. I was sort of I was what was called a husky lad. So this is your husky lad. Thanking you again for listening. And remember, it's radiolablog.blogspot.com for every playlist and for lots of great links. And I'll be with you next time. And here's to the next time. WHCL, Clinton, New York.